Now, tonight, former President Kufuor's outburst ignites questions about MPP's internal rift and reorganization hurdles ahead of the 2028 elections.
From 72 January, I jump on 2 years' side, the tradition. The amount of power POR that till 2001, me and my crane of departing by power. 2 terms in the Ghana, BNC. Anyway, I then and there. I say, a young woman, a pretty woman, not be beside the corner, and you're down, mamma, to another, you're begging on me, crack. And yes,
from January 1972, after the overthrow, we built this party gradually until 2000 when I led it back to power for 8 solid years. And now I'm being sidelined. I don't understand it. I really don't. Well, tonight we'll dive deep into the hard truth as the party grapples with distress, leadership, and strategy in opposition. We have latest from a NEC meeting which ended a short while ago here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energies. Well, tonight, members of the opposition New Patriotic Party are still licking their wounds after the 2024 painful and humiliating elections defeat. But the party might be sailing towards an even bigger iceberg with its current reputation in tatters. Now, recent remarks by former President John Ajukum Kufuor hinting at being sidelined within the party have sent ripples through Ghana's political landscape. As the party embarks on a reorganization drive ahead of the 2028 general elections, questions are now being raised about potential internal divisions and their implications for the MPP's future. Now, speaking during a courtesy call by the MPP flag bearer aspirant Brian Achampon, the respected statesman expressed deep concern that despite his decades of sacrifice and leadership, he's now being sidelined and excluded from key decisions within his own party. Listen.
Party wa kokora bi omo a no an mi sesi o. Ana so mfa nsa da bra mama. Masa sa to the point se. Akokora fe aduani sha na no kora se meni di. Menya no that stage. Ntin at least. Ya mama nti bi. Ma ti ba kompa se mu ya nyam bi na se. Ni agodoro no ana na menya party mi bi. Ntin ka ma me tuani mi fe mo.
If this party still has elders, I am one. Have I deteriorated to the point where, after being fed, I would claim I haven't eaten? No, I haven't reached that stage yet. My mind and memory are intact. The least the party can do is keep me informed. Let me hear what's happening. I have been quiet, but make no mistake, I have been watching closely.
So here, Ghana, political party, political history. I can't say UGC. But if you 47 and 69, Buzia time, me and me power for Ghana. 2 years, 3 months, Buzia time. Me, 69, my 30 years, and be a member of parliament. Me a founding member of Progress Party. 2 years, 3 months, Buzia, I am deputy foreign minister. I jump on 2 years, the name is again. Me too, my name is Asha Ford Prison, me demo 1 year, 3 months. So I've been there, of course, we move behind another detention.
If you trace Ghana's political history, it was UGCC, but you'll find our tradition never won power. From 1947 to 1969, we remained on the sidelines. In 1969, I entered parliament. I was 30 years. I was a founding member of the Progress Party. Dr. Busia appointed me Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs. And when Busia was overthrown, I spent 13 months in jail. How many among us today have paid that kind of price?
But I know I need to build here. From 72 January, I jump on 2 years side, the tradition. The amount of power POR that till 2001, me am a cranium department by all. 2 terms, Ghana, Vinci, and eh, then and eh. You're busy say, a young woman, a pretty woman, not be beside the corner, and you're down, mamma, you're not, you're begging no me cry. Mentias it.
From January 1972, after the overthrow, we built this party gradually until 2000 when I led it back to power for 8 solid years. And now I'm being sidelined. I don't understand it. I really don't. All right, so that is the former president John Ajekum Kufuor there expressing some concerns about him being sidelined by the party he brought to power in 2000. My colleague Kenneth Jesse has been at a NEC meeting to plan on the upcoming delegate conference, and he just returned there. Kenneth, what do we know? But first of all, did we have a reaction to the former president's concern?
Well, unfortunately, no. No reaction came from any of the people I tried getting a reaction from concerning this by the former president, John Kufuor. I mean, I don't know whether the party will formally address it at an appropriate time, but as you mentioned, there was an executive, an emergency NEC meeting today to discuss a wide range of issues. But on the sideline, though, the party's parliamentary candidate in the 2024 elections for Ablekuma North, Nane Kwiefie, was there, and she told me that she has offered an apology to the party. It was a meeting that had former Vice President Mahmoud Bawumia. You had the likes of the minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Makin. You had former Education Minister Yaose Duchum, the hierarchy of the party executives. They were all present there. And she said that that is where you know, her issue of defying the party's orders was brought up by the party, questioning why she decided to go against the party's position not to contest that particular seat again. And then she said that she offered an unqualified apology to the party.
I think all boils down to apology, because that's my party and I'll keep being MPP. And so if the, I mean, we all make mistakes. If your party says you shouldn't run, and I feel that the grassroots like me, but whatever it is, I think the matter is resolved, apology given, and we move on. Yes, we are moving on to see what God has in store for us. Yes.
You mentioned that it's a mistake. Is it a mistake that you regret going against your party?
The question you asked is a bit, all that I can say is we've apologized to the party, to NEC, and so we move on. Yeah.
Did you feel that you were let down by your party?
The word let down, we did our best.
I'm asking that because you lost by just 209 votes. I'm sure that if you're in bed thinking, you probably, it might cross your mind that just if my party had said they would support me, perhaps I would have won.
Definitely, that is what every human being will think. That is what every human being will think. And that is rightly so. But then at the end of the day, we see. We'll move on and see.
Well, so that's the 2024 parliamentary candidate of the MPP for the Ablekuma North constituency, Ken. So today's meeting was to discuss the impending National Delegate Conference. What did you learn from this meeting?
Okay, so that was the primary focus of this meeting, which went on for several hours. And then the planning committee chairman, Joseph Osewusu, who is the former MP for Bakwai, told me that, you know, there were some objections that were raised during the meeting that some people felt that they should postpone this delegates conference to a later date for the party to heal further. But then after further deliberation, they all came to a consensus that they have planned this for several days. And then they feel like if they do not do it now, when would they be able to do it? Because, mind you, in just a few months' time or so, they'll be going for their presidential primaries. That is in January 2026. So it was a consensus. Most of the people in that particular room indicated that, yes, those concerns are noted, but they still think that the delegates conference, which is happening on the 19th, this weekend, the 19th of July, should still go ahead despite the challenges that are currently confronting the party.
So this this is coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
Did you hear people talk about the seeming lack of leadership, as people have been alluding to in the past? Did it come up?
It did not come up, though, because, I mean, it appears that most people are, you know, trying to shy away from that particular subject. But it wasn't something that came up. I mean, I tried to get a word or two from other leadership of the party, but they all shied away from speaking on it. So nothing of that sort came up.
Akufo's own that came up is quite something that everyone is talking about, but the party hasn't spoken. I'm sure that they are thinking we'll go to the old man to try and settle scores. Did you get that indication?
I didn't really get that indication, okay. but a source told me that particular video, that 2 or so minute video, you know, it's been cut and pieced together. Okay. So there seems to be a wrong impression that's being created outside. Okay. There. Okay. Yeah, so beyond that, I didn't get any further comment on that particular sensitive subject.
All right, I'm grateful to you, Ken Jesse, for joining us. He has been covering this particular national executive committee meeting that took place today. But let me bring in Professor Kwame Asante. He is a political analyst and he lectures at the University of Ghana. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, hearing that the former president, someone who really you cannot talk about the history of the MPP without, is complaining about sidelining. What does that mean for the NPP itself?
Yeah, could you thanks for the opportunity, but a quick correction. I'm not a professor, doctor.
So when it was... Okay, all right, thank you for the correction. I'm grateful. Yeah.
Right. When you look at what has transpired, you get the feeling that all is not well. Because if you look at the next... people made up of the NEC include former presidents. So why would they not involve President Akufo in their dealings? I don't know the reason, but it doesn't bode well for a party such as the NPP, who is a very strong one. They believe in consensus building. They believe in inclusive programs and all that. It doesn't matter what, President Akufo cannot be sidestepped when you are taking decisions, because in terms of governance and experience, he has more experience than anybody that you can think in the party. He's somebody they can go to for advice, for direction, and then for ideas. And above all, he's also seen it all, he knows it all, and if you follow the account he presented to Mr. Brian Champong, it gives you a lot of ideas that if you are looking at people who matter as far as the UP tradition today, you cannot talk without him. So that makes it imperative that any time that there is important decision to take, you need such people. Such people coming in with experience, ideas, and above all, they are very important towering personalities within the party.
But does this revelation do anything to the MPP itself in terms of it, you know, the rebuilding process? Now party members will go like, okay, so you were not even listening to the man who brought us to power in 2000. That doesn't really have any impact whatsoever on the MPP going into the future.
Oh, definitely, because you see, in politics, any decision you make, people can read meanings into that. You and I know that there are the Akufo camps, the Nanado camp, and the rest of them. If these things are anything to go by, it's going to strengthen that perception in the party and create all manner of problems for the party if they are not resolved. So the earlier they dealt with something like this, the better for people to know that, after all, we are a family and that nobody is against anybody. That whatever is a problem, we are ready to share and find solution from based on ideas of members who are in the party.
Well, so once this has come to light, how should a party approach it?
Straight away, they should begin from now, include him in their decisions, in their actions. Of course, it's not everything that he can come in, but the ones that are necessary and important, they cannot ignore him. They have to get closer to him. It is in their own interest, because he has a lot under his sleeve that he can share. Once you shy away, you are denying yourself good counsel from somebody like him. If you look at people like him within political parties, they rarely exist. So once we are grateful that the good Lord continue to allow him to exist, the party should not waste time to tap into his expertise to build a party.
Now, according to my colleague who was at their NEC meeting today, some of the party members have already discounted the recording to say, not totally though, but they say, well, it's been cut and pieced together to send a certain signal, but that may not be the entirety if the raw tape should be played. Should that be a factor, or the party should take what we have now to say, well, this is a matter of concern and we need to get it addressed?
Are they doubting what is played out there? Is it the case that what we have on the tape exists or not? If it does, I mean, they can't play ostrich, but all that they have to do is what? Grab the bull by the hand and deal with the issue head on. But if it exists and they still want to shove it under the carpet, it's their own problem.
I mean, has the MPP's image, or the way we knew the party, has it suffered any bruises whatsoever because of the current happenings?
Current happenings are no new development within political parties. We need to be honest to ourselves. It happens to parties time and again. If you recall the period before Nana Akufo-Addo election as a president, they were in more turbulent era and all that. But the party decided that, come what may, we weather the storm and then make sure that we put the party into proper footing so as to what? Place itself to fight the battle ahead. And they did exactly that. So if today they have such problems, it is only fair and proper that they acknowledge that and then begin to make moves that will help them to address the problem. But if they want to pretend that there is a problem and they don't want it to come out and so as to find solution to them, I'm afraid they'll fall on their own dagger.
So the solution is that they should just go to the big man, apologize, and see how they can restart their relationship, right?
Kufo is a family member, and what he's saying, if it is anything to go by, it's not difficult to say that, old boy, we are sorry, but let's move on. You brought this party this far, and that even if we have wronged you, we are here to say sorry for we to continue. It is not difficult to do. And I'm not sure President Kufuor, the way he likes the party, the way he has brought the party to this level, he will take it out and say that, well, I am not interested anymore. I am out of the party. Look at their programs and you match it against his current health. He is able to go there to lend their support to what they are doing. So it should be very easy for them to approach him and then deal with this issue once and for all.
In fact, he says his mind is still sharp. He hasn't gotten to the point where, I mean, you would say that he is irrelevant. He's still relevant to the game, and that, yeah, he has his own, he's still in his own element, that he could, you know, offer some piece of advice to the NPP. So let's see how that one goes. I'm grateful to you. But in the impending delegate conference, what's your expectation as a political watcher?
It's my hope and prayer that they get it done, and then make sure that the right decisions are taken so as to rebuild the party and place it in a better position to fight in 2028 election. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, all right, I'm grateful to you. Dr. Kwame Asante is a political science analyst, and he lectures at the University of Ghana. Let's get onto the phone lines and then bring in someone who is closely related to the committee working on the delegate conference, which will be happening this Saturday. The former majority leader, Osechi Mensa Bonsu, has joined us on the line. I'm grateful to you, leader, for this opportunity to speak to us now. Let's start from where we ended off. I'm sure you've listened to the tape in making rounds. What do you make of it, and how should your party approach it?
Hello.
Hello, leader. Can you hear me?
I can hear you better now.
Okay, great.
Can you repeat?
Okay, so I was asking that, I'm sure by now you've heard the tape from the old man, former President John Adekunle Akufo-Addo. I mean, what do you make of it, and how should a party approach it?
Well, we just had a National Council meeting, an emergency one, at which the communication came out and it became a subject of discussion. It does appear that there is some miscommunication. President Akufo he has a deep voice in the party, having been the first to have completed his term for and on behalf of the UP group, set his term, first term, and continued second term, to have an 8-year administration. So his own contribution to our governance, to the rebuilding of the nation, is phenomenal. And having been the former de facto leader of the party, his voice certainly carries some weight. Unfortunately, as I've said, in this particular instance, looks like there was some miscommunication, for which reason the council decided to nominate, and indeed nominate, just some 5 people to have an engagement with him, with the former president. I think they are supposed to endeavor to reach him tomorrow. So that is it.
Well, it means that the party is taking this seriously. Great to hear. Now, let's go to what is going to happen on Saturday. What was the outcome of this meeting concerning preparations for Saturday?
Well, I think there were some representations to the effect that if we could reschedule the meeting to guests, that didn't find favor with the overwhelming majority of the people who had assembled. The pros and cons were weighed, and it became obvious that people had adequately prepared to attend the conference on Saturday. So every stone is being put in place to ensure that we have a successful conference. I think the main issue will relate to the amendment that have been proposed for the Constitution. And there are many of them. We are told that they've clustered them into about 56 or so amendments. We'll go through them. We'll go through the motions on Saturday.
So it means that so on Saturday, how's the day going to be like?
The annual delegates conference, and there we have usually you have a statement from and by the chairman, who will be the acting national chairman, I suppose. And we'll come with a statement with respect to the current state of affairs. In fact, usually it will be the welcome address. And if he has to touch on a few general themes, he will do so. The general secretary will come and give an account about the state of the party. And the treasurer will also come with a statement on the financial status of the party. We have the immediate past vice president, who was our presidential candidate. I believe that space should be created for him, to apprise the meeting of the performance of the party and maybe where we are. The immediate past president, I guess, would also have to make a statement. Akufo-Addo's time, we had one past president in the person of President Akufo. Now, we have two past presidents. I don't know exactly what space is going to be created for the two of them. And I believe because the number is not too
large,
too loaded, I believe the two of them could be afforded space to make some remarks there. And then, I guess, drafter, we may have some interregnum, and we may come back to deal with the constitutional amendments.
Okay. Now, one issue that has been on the back burner for a lot of party faithfuls has to do with the election of flag bearer. Would the date be a matter of discussion at this particular conference?
I'm not too sure. The date and time for the delegates conference is set by the National Council. The National Council has made that determination. The delegates conference would be informed. Already the party does know. But if it has to be reiterated, it may be reiterated at the annual delegates conference. But it will be for the information of the delegates conference. The delegates conference cannot set aside it, the date set by the National Council. The National Annual Delegates Conference is the highest decision-making body of the party. But the National Council, which is a notch below the Annual Delegates Conference, has the jurisdiction entrusted to it by our constitution. So they make the determination of the dates of the holding of the annual delegates conference. And if the time is due for the election, it transforms into that. And that is what it is. It's like, it's like at a national level, the Supreme Court is the apex court of the land. Right? That is where ultimate decision is made on any matter. However, let me just cite an instance, because we just had an election. With respect to election petitions, the Constitution expressly provides that it should be lodged in the High Court. And if there is an appeal emanating therefrom, the appeal heard by the appeal court ends it. The appeal court is the final determinant of all matters relating to election.
Okay, all right. That's Osei Mensah Bonsu, former majority leader there. And this has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energy. Up next is Newsnight.